This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations said Friday at least 108 civilians have been killed this month in a series of airstrikes in the war-torn northern Tigray region of Ethiopia. The UN also warned of a looming humanitarian disaster in the region, with its food distribution operations on the verge of grinding to a halt. The UN Human Rights Office urged the Ethiopian authorities to ensure the protection of civilians, saying disproportionate attacks hitting non-military targets could amount to war crimes. Northern Ethiopia has been troubled by conflict since November 2020, when Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into Tigray after accusing the region's ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, of attacks on federal army camps. Meanwhile, the UN's World Food Program said its distributions were at an all-time low, with the escalation of the conflict meaning that no WFP convoy has reached the Tigrayan capital Mekele since mid-December. Australia canceled Novak Djokovic's visa for a second time Friday in a new attempt to deport the unvaccinated tennis superstar. The country's conservative government, defeated once in the courts, invoked extraordinary executive powers to again cancel the 34-year-old Serbian's visa on public interest grounds. The move came just 3 days before the Australian Open starts, putting Djokovic's dream of a record 21st Grand Slam in serious doubts. He's an avowed COVID-19 vaccine skeptic, but the tournament's top seed and had been practicing on the Melbourne Park court just hours before the immigration minister's decision was announced. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Philippines will go through with its plan next week to ban from public transportation people who are not vaccinated against COVID-19, officials said on Friday, as the country grapples to quell a surge in infections. The ban applies to the notoriously congested capital region of about 13 million people, where most new cases have emerged, but has faced stiff opposition from the country's Human Rights Commission, which called it restrictive and discriminatory. But the Philippine Transport Ministry on Friday said there'd be no stopping the plan, which was necessary to curb the spread and prevent the healthcare system from getting overwhelmed. The Philippines has fully vaccinated about half of its 110 million population. Though nearly all qualified residents in the capital region have been inoculated, authorities say there are many unregistered migrants there, while children and some elderly have not been vaccinated. Troops belonging to a Russian-led security alliance began to pull out of Kazakhstan on Friday, only a week after they were deployed to the ex-Soviet nation. The Russian troops were sent on the request of the president of Kazakhstan, who was seeking to quell violent mass protests. Demonstrations started on January 2nd in the western part of the country, following widespread outrage over a sharp rise in fuel prices. They quickly spread nationwide, descending into violence within several days. Protesters stormed government buildings and set them ablaze, and dozens were killed in clashes with the country's security forces. On Friday, Russian Defense Ministry released video footage showing pullout of equipment and peacekeeping contingents of Russia, Armenia, Belarus, and Tajikistan. According to the Russian Defense Ministry, the pullout is planned to be completed by January 19th. Special envoys from Turkey and Armenia were in Moscow on Friday to hold a first round of meetings aimed at ending decades of bitterness between their countries and establishing diplomatic ties. Although Turkey was among the first countries to recognize Armenia's independence following the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, the two neighbors share a bitter relationship and have no diplomatic ties. Both countries hope the talks will bolster peace efforts for the region and lead to the reopening of their border to encourage trade and boost economic ties. Armenia said it expected the talks to result in the establishment of diplomatic ties and the reopening of the border, but adding that their minister was entering talks with no stipulations. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.